Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am the host of this show. I am a habit change coach and a holistic therapist. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck about a habit or a behavior that just hasn't been serving you, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you, for them, and for others, we're here to help. What we're trying to do here is bring habit change into the 21st century, because there are a lot of motivational beliefs out there about change that just don't hold up anymore. We know a lot more about human functioning than we did in the last century or so, and so there are some new things to address to help you in dealing with any habit that you have that is defeating you or making you feel despairing. One of the things that we know is that the tendency when you're trying to deal with a habit, the tendency is to focus on the surface, to focus on what's visible, but that in fact all habits have hidden layers that block the change process, because habits are designed to be routine and to fall into the background. So in this show, we focus on making the hidden aspects of your habits visible. And it works no matter where you are on your journey or what kind of habit that you're dealing with. Even if you're dealing with a serious life-threatening habit where you might need some additional treatment to support you, the practices that we bring here can only help. Our focus is on helping you stabilize your changes and support you in getting to your next stage of growth. And we do this from a place of understanding and kindness to help you move your life in the direction that you want to go. About this episode, we have been in a series about the change process, and last time we started exploring easy ways to be accountable. There's no better example than addressing a common middle-of-the-year situation. And that's when most of us have let those well-intentioned New Year's resolutions fall by the wayside. We'll talk about the research and start offering some tips to get you back on track. Easy Does It is a great accountable path. Let's begin with our Habits into Health practice. We do this in every episode because the 21st century focus is not on thinking your way through, but on making a connection between what you think and what you feel and what you experience on a muscular level. Experience is the best teacher. And so these practices are intended to help you exercise your experience muscle, if you will. They're not designed to fix you, make you all better, to heal or cure. That may happen as a side effect. This is much more fundamental. It's about developing what I call an internal guidance system, internal guidance skills, so that you can influence yourself. And in this podcast, we attend to increasing your awareness of those subtle patterns, those invisible patterns, because that's the first step in really turning around the habit that you want to say goodbye to. So why don't we start there? Let's have you consider a habit that you want to say goodbye to, and maybe it's tied to a New Year's resolution, something that you made back in January, a promise you made to yourself that you'd do something, change something. And as you consider this, just notice what's happening in the area around your heart. I'm just picking a spot this week. And if you can even bring your hands to this area around your heart. And just notice, oh, I'm thinking about this habit. I'm thinking about this pattern. I really want to let it go. I told myself I would do something about it. I seem to have been, not been able to keep on track, which is a really common thing that people are going through year after year after year. So just let yourself breathe into your hands. Your hands are on your heart. And notice the feeling that's happening here. It's in your upper chest. And then take your hands and just compress on your chest. And notice how that affects your breathing. And then unpress. And then unpress and notice what happens here. And ponder this habit that you want to say goodbye to, this resolution that you made that hasn't stuck. Whatever it might be attentive to what you feel in your chest. And take your hands and just press in, just compress in your chest. And notice the restriction that happens here. A lot of times when we focus on the breathing mechanism, we don't attend to the fact that the lungs, which are expanding and contracting, are encased in a rib cage, yours to be specific, and that there's muscles attached to that. So we think of breathing separately from the muscular pattern of the chest, of the rib cage, of the diaphragm. So let's just be in touch with that. Compress, notice what happens to your breathing, and then uncompress, and notice what happens here. Allow the breath to follow its natural rhythm. You don't have to try to breathe deeply in this particular practice. Now, as you take an inhale, compress. And notice, where does this spread? Notice how it may go up. The compression may go up into your neck and your throat. It may travel down into your belly. Continue to let yourself breathe. You can still breathe holding this compression, just in a restricted way. And then just soften your hands and stop compressing on your chest. Now, I'm going to encourage you over the next week to play with this. You can do this in your bed at night before you go to sleep, or in the morning before you get up, or whenever you go to sleep and get up. And just compress in your chest and notice what's going on muscularly around that, in your back, your sides, in the chest itself, what happens down the belly and up into your head. We want to begin to connect the dots between muscular patterns and emotional states. And if you liked this, you might want to come back. You are listening to Habits into Health. And this podcast has been airing now for 2.5 years. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I am a habit change coach and an expert in recovery from all kinds of patterns that cause a great deal of pain. I'm the host of this show and all of the Habits into Health programs. I do want to let you know about some ways that you can stop the energy drain from the habits that are blocking you from where you want to go. And there are some ways that you can engage. First, you can check out my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit, or Does Your Habit Have You? And it includes 5 warning signs that you're stuck and what you can do about it. You can come to habitsintohealth.com, and you'll notice on the right sidebar a place where you can put your name and email address in exchange for that information. I will send the ebook to you, and I'll also keep in touch with other updates and support. You can also subscribe to Habits into Health on iTunes and follow us on Facebook. You can just search for the name Habits into Health in both of those venues. Now, the other thing to know about is that I have a free teleseminar. I don't have a new date set, but we had a teleseminar on Saturday. It was a really great success. And it's an opportunity for you to learn and practice some additional ways of dealing with the barriers that are stopping you from getting where you want to go. There are ways to reduce the stress and the pressure. It doesn't have to be so much work. If you're interested in that and you want to get on my newsletter list, I will be keeping you in touch with that. So come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request the ebook, and that'll automatically put you on the newsletter list. All right, let's talk about our topic for this episode. We are in a series on the change process, and we've dipped into the practice of non-judgment for a couple of episodes, and now we're on accountability, which sounds like a lot of work. So I figured let's take the easy path to accountability. Today I'm encouraging you to apply the Easy Does It mantra, because this is the time of year when all the research shows that most of us have dropped the resolutions that we made in January. And by the way, the most popular resolutions in January are losing weight, quitting smoking, or exercising. Are any of those familiar to you? Well, turns out that most of us have left these behind by June, if not before. And that means now's a perfect time to revisit what you said you'd do and tweak it a little bit to practice an easy path to accountability that we introduced last episode. To review that information, a few years ago, research psychologist Richard Wiseman and his team tracked more than 3,000 people around their resolutions. And what they found out was that by the end of the year, only 12% of us succeeded at all. But then they went back to those people and they offered some different types of advice, divided them into groups, you know, random sample kind of thing. And they found out two key things. Men are more likely to succeed if they set specific goals and follow a step-by-step process, especially if they have a benefit attached. I didn't mention the benefit part last time. So I'll give you an example. For instance, it's not enough to say, I'm going to lose weight this year. It's more likely that success will come to a guy from saying, I will do XYZ to lose 1 pound a week, because then I'll become more attractive and get more dates. So that's an incentive for a guy. But it's not as effective for women. What Wiseman found is that women increase success when they tell friends and family about their intentions and ask for support. So it's more like, hey folks, I've made a commitment to losing weight this year. Will you cheer me on? And then, specifically asking, here's how you can do that. Remind me, when you notice that I've lost weight, say something about it. I really need your support. Just having the social support works best for women. Since we're at mid-year, when there's a big drop-off in intention, let's mention a third key tip. Change it up. Now, let's say you still like that decision you made 6 months ago, but you haven't kept it up. Well, adapt it. Shift your attention, say from how many pounds you'll lose, to just exercising one more day a week. Or cutting sugar out of your diet 2 days a week. Now, notice that I've made small tweaks here in these examples. And that's the Easy Does It approach. Keep your adjustments specific and small. And if you're a woman, make sure you tell your friends about it. It'll help keep you accountable. And notice who you tell, who you ask to be supportive, and focus your attention on those folks who, when they talk to you, when they approach you, you feel supported. So what you'll notice is I've made small tweaks here in these examples. Try it this week and notice your results. Next time, I'll share another key tip for creating the changes you want to make that also support an Easy Does It style. And by the way, did you know that the folks in Alcoholics Anonymous credit a philosopher, speaker named Emmett Fox with the phrase Easy Does It? Turns out that a person who worked for Emmett Fox had a relative who was an alcoholic and got into AA. And so a lot of those folks ended up going to hear Emmett Fox's lectures, and he used the phrase Easy Does It. So now everybody uses the phrase Easy Does It, not realizing necessarily where the phrase comes from. So let's have it be Easy Does It for you this week. It is time for me to sign off. If you have a habit that is creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, a habit that doesn't serve them, then come on over to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And it can help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. You can also find other podcasts, articles, and resources on the website. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.